And we're now recording. And today is, this is the Pioneers of the Fringe project. It is Saturday the 4th of June. I'm at 10 Ironbark Avenue, Casula. My name is Therese Sweeney. And I'm, who am I interviewing today? Your full name?
Boris Lauric.
Boris Lauric.
Lauric, L-A-U-R-I-C, Lauric.
Boris, what is your date of birth and place of birth?
My date of birth is 8/4/38.
And you were born?
I'm born in Croatia.
And whereabouts? Whereabouts in Croatia?
I'm born in we call Dalmatia, but I'm born on island Brač. Island Brač.
What were your parents' names?
Steve and Eva. Steven and Eva. That's my mom.
And you migrated here with your parents?
No, I migrated here by myself. My brother brought me here, Frank.
So, what are your brothers and your brother Frank? You have other siblings?
My brother Frank, he brought me here. He was market garden, tomatoes gardening at Minto.
At Minto. So, what year did he bring you here?
1963.
Okay.
Yeah.
We might talk a bit about Frank for a minute.
Yeah.
So he was growing tomatoes at Minto.
Yes, Rabiro Minto, yeah.
What do you remember about that?
A lot of good things, because when I come to Australia, I thought he lived in city or he lived somewhere, you know? But he lived in the middle of nowhere. Was Rabiro Minto different today than it was that time, 63. Now it's most popular. And I live with him on a farm, and he grow tomatoes. I help him on a little bit before I start to find a job. I help him on the tomatoes.
How big was the farm?
He's got 25 acres at that time. Yeah.
And how many tomato plants?
I plant up to 20,000 or more, 3-4 crop he planted. But to be honest with you, I wasn't interested much in tomatoes because I have my trade. I was Tom Eisen, and finished my school and my trade when I come up here. So what's happened, when we put stick in tomatoes, so is when I put, and at night time when we go to the house, he go back, then every stick what I put on, and it again put it down because he was scared if his wind blow up. That was very, you know. Because I was a farmer, so that's why I wasn't very interested to stay there.
So what year did Frank come out to Australia? When did he migrate?
56.
How old was he then?
At that time he was 56, he's born 30, so that's been 26, yeah, no, more. Around, yeah, he born 1930,
okay.
56, so that was 26. 26, same as me, I come 26.
Why did you migrate out here? What were the circumstances around your migration?
You know why I migrated here? Because at that time it was Yugoslavia, they call Yugoslavia, so we as all of us part. We got five different states. And I went in army. When I finished the army, I was finished like, what they call in English? I was finished like, anyway, very hard to pronounce. But then I, to work on a ship, for before was that, you know when you're on a ship, tipped up before was, anyway, I pronounce in Croatian.
Just pronounce it in Croatian, we can get it interpreted.
Yeah.
If any words where you find hard to express in English, just express it in Croatian.
Yeah, I was a radio telegraphist, so I couldn't work on a ship. You know when you're on a ship, or so you can send a message. That one to another. I get the message and send the message.
Morse code type.
Yeah, that's it on Morse book. Yeah. So when I come from army, I was Before I went to army, I was finished my trade stonemason. I was work for the company, like Poduzeće. But then when I come, I start to work for myself. But under communist regime, you cannot work for yourself. You have to work with the, what they say, you know, for the company or Poduzeće, whatever they call. So I wasn't very happy with that. And when I asked for the job, which I was radio telegraphist, when I went to ask for the job, they said to me, you have to go first in communist party. You have to be first member of communist party to get the job. I said, no, I won't get, I don't like the communist, and I don't want, you know, go join the party. And then I started to work for myself, and they stopped me. They said, no, you can't work for yourself, you have to. Then I write a letter to my brother, and I said, look, looks like here I'm in the middle of nowhere because I got my trade, and they doesn't want to give me work for myself. And they want me to go in the party. I won't go in the communist party. I'm, you know, I don't like that kind of the people, you know. And then he brought me here, 1963. Then we start, yeah.
So we'll get here in a minute. I'm interested to know, what do you remember, just a little bit about where you grew up on the, a bit about where you grew up in on the island. What are some of the vivid memories there?
Yeah, we was living on island, and my father, he was married with, then he had six children, and Frank, he was younger, he was 3 months old when his mom passed away, of the birth, something, you know. Then my father married my mom, which her name is Eva. She was 18 years younger than him. And he's got six kids. So her parents was Angezde. You know what I mean? She was girl, 18 years old, and he was already 40. Yeah, could be more. And she's got problem with her parents, but anyway, die by die. Then he got another five kids with her. So he was 11 altogether alive. Two was passed away, one from each one. But then my mom passed away when she was 41.
So
during the war, after she passed away 53.
Okay, so this is your mother?
Yeah.
And you and Frank share the same?
No, same mother. He same was last father. One, yeah, same father.
That's
he
what
was from two father, but 11 kids. So what we done, we all grow up and help each other, kids, because some was older than helped when they married, the next one come, you know. So we manage all together because we got a good farm over there. We got grapes, we got so we couldn't live without working company or something. So
the farm, yeah. You had over there, you did know some farming. You learned to, you were grapes, were there?
Yeah, with the grapes and grinds and cherry and all lots of things, you know. So it was very good. We was live reasonable, you know, not too, but regime was, that's why everybody had that regime. Because they spy on you if you say something, you know what I mean. No matter what is, that's why people was not very happy, and most of Croatian people, and especially from Dalmatia, ran away because they didn't like that. You know, people who know live against communists, they doesn't know what that means. Trust me, believe me, because every little thing, if you against the governments, even if they think you think difference, they put you in jail everywhere, you know. So that's how it happened. But we got a very nice country, Croatia today. Das Mer at that time is joined with Yugoslavia, but that was one of the best sites we got, and it was a beautiful country. And I'm proud to be from there because it's very lovely. Most Adriatic, we got a lot of islands, more than 1,000 islands, and we got coast, very long coast from Dubrovnik up to Fiume Rijeka, to the Italy there, to the Istria, very good. So that's why everybody wants to grab Croatia because it was a nice spot, even today. Okay. And I was, that's it.
So you were educated in your stonemasonry there. Where did you get educated?
I educated with, his name was Lovre Jakšić. He was sculptor. And I was apprenticed that from him. You know, I learned a lot thing of him. And now, his son was exactly the same, and his grandchild is the same. And so when I go back there, we always remember his father and grandfather, things like that. So, yeah, I learned over there. But when I start to apprentice over there, the communist regime came in. And they want him to go now every they didn't want him to work as a private. They want him to go there too. So it was a big mess, you know. But anyway, day by day, I was finished my trade, which I'm proud of. I was bring here a lot of good things in Australia.
So you came here by boat or flew?
I come here by boat. First time Galileo Galilei, that time come first time. New ship, beautiful. And I come with him, which is very nice. Then I stop 3 months in Perth because I got sister over there. I stop over there, then from there I come up here.
Okay, so we're here. So you worked on the tomato farm for...
Then I find the job when I help him on...
Do you remember who his agent was? And do you remember who were some of the families he dealt with?
His agent was Lolich. He was on a farm. He worked down on the market. His name was Lolich, Croatian or Serbian, whatever, doesn't matter. And I was work only 1 month with him. Then some of his brother-in-law took me to the water world. And I went on water world. They gave me a job. But in the meantime, I looked for Stone Mason job. I went to Litcom. Then we asked Crick and Ford, can I have a job? He said, look, learn a little bit English for 6 months. Then after 6 months, you come over, I give you a job. That's happened exactly. After 6 months, I went, they give me a job because I was understand a little bit. Talk, things like that, because he said, we got a lot of machine. If you don't understand, I'm scared. Something happened, fall, crying, fall down, or stone go over, you know, things like that. So, yes, he gave me a job. Then I was staying with Crick and Ford for 10 years. After 10 years, I start to work for myself. And like I said to you before, I was start on in the garage. I built one good porch on at Liverpool on Rotary Street. And I start to work the steps, small steps, Palladiano like this, and start to do floor like this you see now, marble and Palladiano and terrazzo. And from there I joined with the one Italian Mick Mosca. We meet on the building. So he was do papercrete and I was do this. So we join all together. There we join and we make our company we call partner Liverpool Terrazzo. Partnership, Liverpool Terrazzo. Then his son start to grow up, and I teach his son stonemason. He learned. When he learned, he was he joined us. Then we change because from Liverpool Terrazzo to Makata Marble and Granite because we built factory and we moved to Makata to Ingemon, which is. Then we, the other Makata.
You moved to an industrial sort of environment.
Yeah. Industrially, because we couldn't work anymore on the shed.
Okay, can I stop you there and we'll just explore, if you don't mind, back in Liverpool.
Yeah.
So you,
Where were you living?
I live on number 10 Rotary Street at Liverpool.
And you're a single man here at the moment? You're not married?
No, no. Yeah, I was married straight away, 1 year after.
How did you meet when your wife?
I met my wife in Croatia. We was boy and girl in Croatia. So her auntie brought her up here. And then I come after her, my brother, because my brother married her auntie. So I married niece. My brother married her auntie and niece, you know. So he brought me here. Her brought her over here. So we met in Croatia, so but we married here soon we got 1 year after.
Where did you marry?
Big history. I married at Camden because I was live at Minto, and I married Catholic Church at Camden over there. That time when we was married, I couldn't speak no English, no nothing, but priest. David Kremeny, he was priest that time at Camden. Then he married us. Then after that he was priest, then he became bishop, and he was retired bishop. Can you believe it or not? 46 years after, he married my daughter at St. Mary Cathedral in Sydney. That's something which I can't remember. I never forget, because when we ask him, in meantime we meet each other, because when we build Croatian church, he come always. When we open church, he come there, bless stone, bless this, bless that, you know. So we was always been talking. Then he married my wife after 47. He said that is very, very, very impressive. Yeah, but after that, when we was married, we got 3 daughters.
So let's talk about your daughters, your wife's full name and her maiden name.
Yeah.
What is your wife's name and her maiden name?
My wife is named Kaite. She was Jadrievich. And now she's Laurie.
And her date of birth, do you recall?
She was born on 18 of 44.
In the same community?
In the same community, same town.
And your daughter's full names?
Irene, Laurie now, Irene Forbes. She's married, she got 2 kids. And her husband is called Alan Forbes. So now she's Irene Forbes, of course. And the other daughter, and that Irene, she's Odukai. She's graduate, which is very good, a Kansas. And my other daughter, she Odukai too, she's worked for the, very hard to explain, she worked for, when they, animal, what's
that? Vet or veterinary science or?
No, very hard. She works now on TV, they make commercials.
Oh, yes.
She's work at New York. She got job up here at North Sydney when she finished the school. And she worked for animal, what they call it?
A TV show, you mean?
Yeah, for TV, for the commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Always for commercial TV.
Yes.
They prepare commercial, sure. And then they
pass advertising. On TV.
Yeah, advertising, yeah, for most of that. And then from here, she went to London because she got a good report. She asked boss, she went on holiday to London, and she tagged her video, whatever, told them what she's doing. So they say, all right, you come over there. She worked a couple of years in London. Then from London, they send her, they open a new office in New York. They send her and a couple of more from London to open new office. So when they open new office, then she find this as boyfriend, what's her husband now, they married in New York. Actually, they married, you believe it or not, they married in my town, in my church, a Croatian church on the Brač.
What's the name of that church?
San Ana.
Oh,
That's name. I got church. I got upstairs in that's the church. What is it? That's the church there. See there?
Mm.
Over there. In that corner there.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's it. Yeah, that's the church.
And your other daughter?
That was married over there, and I was so proud because can you believe it? We brought IT people from overseas. Some come.
This is the photo of the wedding, isn't it?
No. Oh, we got the other photo. We got 1,000 photos.
Oh, yeah.
We got, believe me or not, I got maybe 4,000 photos. We got all album over there, unbelievable. Because I've been traveling, we've been always traveling. Because, look, I couldn't afford. I was work with the good, my good veggies course, and we join, go around, and Tagi gets around, Tagi gets so many times to Croatia, and I bought units of things like that. You know? And because up to now, I like to work. You know, I work, now I'm 73, I'm still working, but like semi-retire. I haven't got a pension yet, but I got a little bit just that.
So, and we'll just your last daughter, we'll just get to her and then we'll...
All right, let's finish with that one.
Then
my town, all Ireland was new for that wedding. Because brought from Australia, from Canada, from America, from England, brought because Marie's husband is from England, from London. So they brought IT people, friends and relatives, things like that, to the town, which is, you know, something amazing. That's unbelievable, you know. So next year is 5 years here, and she got a reunion call, all them what was before, they got called, and we go all together on a branch. So which is going to be another ceremony too. Okay, now, my third daughter, she is born 17 years after first one, 17 years after. So now last year she's married, now 2 years ago. She got already one kid, one boy, just come last 2 weeks. So she bought house at Ingeborg, and now she started her new life. Let's see, she's got a good job too. She's what most I done, I educate my kids. There was priority. I worked day and night, and I said to them, look, no matter how much cost us, because Mary Ann, really, she lived, I think, 3 years in Canberra. We have to support her there and get units and, you know, everything. But that's Mary. They're worth it now. They're very, very good. I mean, yeah, I'm proud of that. I done. Yeah.
So can you talk about what is the craft of stonemasonry? Talk to me about what that means.
That's mean. Something nice, because work with the marble and stone, that's because maybe you don't know much about it, but if you know, that's most brilliant thing. Because look, to work stone mason, to work with the stone or marble or things like that, something because everybody loves it. Everybody loves stone. Everybody love marble and granite. Everywhere you go, you go in a big building in Sydney or everywhere around the world, when you see marble, or you go on a ship, you go in toilet, sorry, on a ship. Or anyway, when you see marble, or when you see on a bar marble, things like this,
So what are your tools?
Our tools are very simple. Before we was used by, and now it's all machine. We got
So let's talk about how it's changed. When you started in Croatia, talk about your tools
Yes.
Get a sense of the history of the craft.
That's it. With the craft, we was used with chisel, hammer, and small chisel, big chisel, and pick, and some other stuff, with Mike Fine, some, you know, things like that. And then then start the machine come one by one. But when I start, was no machine. Only was compressor, big compressor, things like that. But even before compressor come, we was dig up hole in a rock, then you break in pieces, which is very, very interesting and very heavy too. Very heavy, very heavy. And because when you work outside, you work on the sun, you work, you know, it's very hard. But It's then when I come here in Australia, start to get more machine. I remember one German black come to Cricken Ford factory and he brought Black & Decker. He brought the machine with the stone. Before we was polishing by hand, like these edges, he was polishing by hand with the stone on one after the other, something like rock. But anyway, then when he come in and he said, I got a machine. He got one box, he pull out machine, and my boss look at him, and he said, I can polish from here to there, 50 mil thick in 20 minutes. My boss said, Cricken Ford, he said, no, that's impossible, you know. He said, look, you want me to show? Then we set him one piece on the edge, like stand up, and he polished. He polished so quick, and then Mr. Crick, he looked at and he said, yeah, Jesus, beautiful. Then he bought the machine. After that, then he started to bring more machine, and, you know. Then the black, same black, the German,
Do you remember his name at all? Doesn't matter if you don't.
Yeah, I can't remember because it passed long time. It was cancer, very young. He brought a lot thing to Australia. First thing when start computer come, I went to his office. He said, Boris, look at this. Now come something from Germany. First time I saw it, he's that time was very slowly, you know, knowing my life today. But anyway, that black, he brings so much things, good things in Australia, all blights and big machines, big, you know, it's very, very nice. Poor fella, he was, might be around 45 when he passed away. He was very young and, you know. And after that, things change. Things start to go, all machinery come over from Germany, from Italy, from around the world, you know. Then Australia start to build a lot of things with granite and marble and a lot of new Australian open factory, Italian, all the others, Greek, you know, Croatian, things like that, and start. We bring a lot of good things here. So yeah, I'm proud of what I've done so far here.
And we'll go through some of those things, of course, with sound, and then later we will go and photograph and record what you know, we'll go to sites and look at what you've done, and you take us through that. So just getting back to Liverpool, when you first set your business up with the Italian man Mosca,
Yeah. What
year was that? And where were you located? Where was your premises?
That was premises at my garage, you know. We got a small book, so there's not many books that time, you know what I mean. Then one of Mick Mosca's daughter, she was maybe 16. She go to the school, then she look our books. Yeah, she started to look our books, you know, his partnership and things like that. But then when we made the company, that's different. Then his son started to look after that business. But there was funny thing when we was work at Liverpool, when we started to make the steps and prepare for the, that was, you know, with small machine we done, with, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, that was very cute. We go back to the marble.
Mm-hmm.
Look. You can go anywhere. You can see the tiles, you can see carpet, you can see anything, floor, timber. But when you see a little bit marble, when you open door or whatever, church or anything, you see a little bit marble, tile, when it's, your eyes go straight there. I mean, that's a lot of people told me. Soon, because I done a lot of marble staircase in a lot of houses, no matter, all, most from Europe, English too. So people told me, when they come to my house, when they see staircase, granite or marble, or so they say, oh, Jesus, nice. You know, that's we proud. Whoever work with the marble and granite, very, very touchy. And
so you import it from Italy, or where did you?
From Italy, mostly from Italy, yeah. Oh, like now, it's most here, it's all a warehouse, so you don't need to import yourself, you get from here. We was starting Liverpool Terrazzo, in Makata Marble Grand, we import, but we got so much trouble import because sometimes you order one thing, when they send you container, you have to buy. It doesn't matter, maybe another 2-3 years, you're not selling one piece, because you got a variety, you got a lot of colors. So you got to bring here, you don't know which one, because so many people, so many different ideas, what they like, this color, light, they want that color, man, you know, things like that. But now, it's very easy, because you get from warehouse, they import every color, everything, so it's beautiful. Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the work you've done in Liverpool. When you talk about you've built steps, were they in homes? Were they for council? Like, who were some of the people you dealt with? Who were some of your clients?
I start first with Dominic Vitocco and Angelo Maggiotto. First, I start in Liverpool with my godfathers. Because when we come up here, we was grouped together. We was when I come up here, before I bought the house, I live on Orange Grove Road, which was the 5-6 family Croatian. Then they gave me. We was living when we married. He was live on a back house in shed, in a garage, like garage. Six family live all together. They was all young married, and they got 4 bedroom. And they got 2 bedroom in a garage, so there were 6 people each room. At that time, it wasn't no many units like here now. You couldn't find the units. Around Liverpool was no one now, so many. That's how we start. So where they this Croatian friend, when we live all together, they start to build a house, because one was builder, one is bricklayer, one is cabinets maker, things like that. You know, that's how it starts. Then they build them. When they put bathroom, and I put this marble in the bathroom, I was work for Creek and Ford during the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. I was start to work. This Polish people love it. Then we start from there. Then we start to get big.
Because the house was booming. You know, yeah. People started in the boom. Yeah, wasn't yeah, yeah. People had to be housed.
The most all Serbian and Croatian, they love these things, and Greek. Two, and then one after the other. When you do terrazzo, I got upstairs terrazzo, which is small chips, which is beautiful. And this, and then when I build this house, this is simple. People come up here, when they see everything. They see the marble, granite tiles, terrazzo, and everything. So when they come here, believe me or not, they didn't go from here. They say, oh, no, love it. Then I do how we start, you know, that's yeah.
So mainly homes?
Mainly homes, and then after we start. No much on big for the big company, no, because it was only small company. Makata Marble is only up to 10 to 12 people employed, plus subcontractors. Yeah. Yeah, but funny how we start, and, you know, all go one through. But first helped me a lot, Angelo Maggiotto and Dominic Vitocco. Dominic Vitocco, probably you don't know him, but he's very well known in the area. He organized, he passed away of the cancer, and he organized so many functions for the cancer before he passed away.
What was his name again?
Dominic Vitocco. He was friend with all those Roy Medici, Ronnie Ade in trouble, anyway. And that's how we start, one to the another. Then all those small builder, Italian builders, there was a lot around Liverpool. But Angelo Maggiotto and Dominic Vitocco, they helped me a lot. Up to today, Angelo Maggiotto, I still work for him. Up to today, that is from 74 up to now.
And he's a local man?
He's a local man here. He lives... He's a friend of George Pacciulia. They all together all the time. You know, that's he's know a lot of things. And actually, I do now one altar for nuns at Morebank, for nun of Scalabrini village.
So let's talk about, well, we go to Bosley Park, and you can take us through that connection there. And your, tell me about your work. You've done a lot of work in community. Like,
yes.
Let's. Do you want us to just start talking about that?
I done when Croatian people work build a church. That was 85 under we started to build a Croatian church here under communist regime. There was still communist regime. Whoever work over there, there was be tip. Somebody knock you, ring over there, or send a letter, Boris work for the here. You know, there was, because communist, the youngest church. They didn't like church. They liked to destroy everyone church. But anyway, God help us. They didn't. They didn't know in Russia, they didn't knock all church. You know, that's, they didn't like nobody to go in church. They didn't believe in anything, you know. But when we started to build here, we didn't have country yet. But we was always thinking one day we get country. So like we got now independent, you know. So when we start to build the church, then they come to my place, priest and another committee man come
can
up here.
Can you name them?
Yeah, Bernard Roncevic and Father Gracian. They come here to my place. And they said, Boris, we come up here, we start to build a church, can you make us foundation stone? And we go write something for foundation stone. I said, of course I'll do, you know. You just give me what you want, put on plugs, and I do for you. And in meantime, then they come next time, they bring me lettering, and then I take it to the factory, and I cut a piece of granite, and I get a sculpture to put lettering on. We sandblast, we prepare them. In meantime, Bernard Roncevic come up here 2-3 times. They didn't believe I got it done on time, you know. I said, no need to worry. Then I said, no matter what, won't cost you nothing. That's first my donation to the church. And that piece of the stone and lettering on, and that is first my donation to the church. Then after when I done that, I said, I don't want nothing for it. Then they said, all right. When we build the, when time come, you got to come to the church, and we like to make stakes on the front altar of the marble, and so many things, the rest of it is going to be marble, you got to do the job. I come to the, with them to the church on, this is, which is most important to tell you. When I come over there, I saw 4 steps, very high, maybe 200 high, you know. And only 4, and they're very skinny, only 270, less than 300, you know. When I come there, I say, Father, this is too high. Steps, no easy to go up and down, you know. If you go to some other church, they got only 150, something like that. Very easy to, and why to. And I said, of these 4 steps, I made the 5, and they 13 meter wide, no 1 meter, 13, 1, 3, 13 meter, 1, 3 meter wide on the front altar. And I said, I donate that 10 steps of Rosa Verona marble, I donate that to the church. That was, you know. Prestat, look at me. And he said, look, only we can say thanks, nothing yours. You know, I said, look, that's because we was always like church and my father and things like that. And especially when people try to push you off the church, you're more hot to do to the church, you know what I mean? And after that, whatever we done over there, they pay for, you know what I mean? So I couldn't do a lot. That time, believe it or not, I got all details here in the books, how much they pay me for one. That time was, that staircase was $10,000, 85, 84. $10,000 at that time was big money. But I didn't mind because I said, I'm proud we built the church and think that's how it started. Not only me, because all the rest of us, You will see all name there, who denied this, who denied that, who denied that. That's how we start. Now, that is one of the church, something beautiful anyway. And, that is... then when... I got that money back. I tell you how I got that money back. Because when I done that, people all start to talk, Boris denied that. Steak eyes, every time when they need something with the marble or bench top, they call me because you done right thing, you show up, you deny that thing. So they say, oh, we got Boris Bob because he helped a lot. You know, that's how I grow up. And you know, but that is so many things. We put good things in. And when I ask people, look, we build so many things in church, all separate, piece there, piece there, piece there. Some is $10,000. When I ask people, can you donate that to the church? They start to think, you know, quite a bit, some 5,000, some 10, you will see all that. Then people say, oh, because you donate that, why not? I'm better than you, I donate that. That's how I think, yes.
Coffee.
Yeah, my, the coffee and, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee would be nice. Thank you. Okay.
White coffee. Yes. And, then I joined committee and I was in committee. Then I joined committee of nursing home. And in that committee, I was approximately 25 years at nursing home. And I treasure now that which we built a lot of good things over there.
So let's just, the name of the nursing home is at St. John Park.
St. John's Park, but the Cardinal Stepinac Village. That's the name of the nursing home, Cardinal Stepinac Village.
And the name of the,
name of the church is San Sveti Nikola Tavelić. San Nikola Tavelić, that's the name of the church. And, yeah.
And many Croatians are housed at the nursing home, yes? Are they?
Sorry?
There's a lot of Croatians that live at the nursing home?
Yeah, most is Croatian there, yeah. That's nursing home, that's most Croatian. It's got some others too.
Yes. But
anybody who like to come, when they got a put name there, when time come, you can't, no one say, oh, this is Croatian. That's under government.
So
nursing home is under government, but we manage, you know.
Yes.
But it's a lot of, like, only more than 35% people work the different kind of language.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else?
So that is,
So we'll go and visit there at some point with Morris. Is that
yes.
what you want him?
Yes, I want that. And I want him to see our nursing home and
yes.
The church, of course. Another thing what we done, a lot of good things. We built the Croatian embassy in Canberra. I done lot of.
So tell me about that. How did that come about?
When we got independent, Croatia independent, then we bought all together with people who live in Canberra and who live in Sydney. We start to think to build Croatian embassy, because first of all, when Croatia come independent, they rent, ambassador rent, they rent one house for, you know. Then community of Sydney, community of Melbourne, community of the Canberra, community around Australia, we get together and we start to build the embassy. We bought ground for 99 years, you know how they say for 99 years. We buy for the ground and we build one.
So let's talk about that. There would have been some interesting...
Yeah, I was involved in that committee. I was in committee from Sydney in that committee. When me and Marko Franović and Steve Bakaric, you should know Steve Bakaric, you know him.
I've got to meet, I know him, but I haven't met him yet.
Yeah, we three. When we went there, one morning, ambassador invited us to come to Canberra. When we three went in one car, we went over there. When we come from Canberra, that time we donate more than 200 and something thousand dollar in value. because Boca promised Igor Gidon all windows for free. Steve Bakarich, all motor for air condition, you know. And I said, I put a $20,000 or $30,000 value in marble. Rest you have to buy. Because my job was altogether $120,000, and I charged them only with Tiger $40,000. So that was big. So that time, Marco was more than $150,000, around $60,000 was all motor of that, and $40,000, that was more than $250,000. Actually, now I got to one table, still after all the things, still, ambassador, Croatian ambassador asked me, can I do one table for them? Now I got ready one table still for them after, you know, 1 2-meter by 1 meter, beautiful black one. I don't like that to them too. So, you know, I done a lot of good things there. And I was in committee, then I was organized so many things. That's why I got so many appreciation from... even
Croatia.
For Croatian, I got for president of Croatia, for Croatia ambassador, and from Croatia government, I got thanks too. So,
what year was that? What era?
'85.
Why did you donate?
Why donate?
To the embassy.
Because look. You know when you was like to have your own country and be independent, you don't know what that mean. But that means something, because you was under communist regime and you now free off. You gotta be like everybody else, most, you know. And that's why we like to, again, because we build all together churches, not only one, three. In Sydney we got four. Three in Sydney and one in Wollongong. They've all people donate, all by donate, because we are a big community here, Croatia. Some of this, they not involved, not many involved. Like this Lepington area, most people was not involved in that, but that the other side was involved in that things, you know. So I was one between one of them, you know. Why we donate in Croatia? Because Croatia is just new, born new country, and they couldn't afford to...
No money,
like even now they battle to survive. But then the people help, you know. So... that's it, yeah. And then when you donate something, then people say, oh, Boris donate, or they call me Laurie. Then they come to, yeah, that's how they come. And first of all, we start, you know how we start to be all together? Because when it was war in Croatia, and we collect money to send overseas and food and things like that. So I got more than... I think 1,000 name and address, I think I still got some here, of the people, of Croatian people here, so I ring one, then another. You know how much I pay only on a telephone to get all those people to help me for the build the church, for the build the embassy, for the nursing home. And I was president of nursing home 4 years. And I got there for president when it was bedtime. When now we work, I don't know how many million, plus we got so much many million on in the phone. So things growing and people.
Do you use the internet?
No, I can't use internet. You see, this is problem. No problem. I got everything here, but nothing on English. I can't read. I can read, but I can't write, you know. Because I should go, when I come up here, I should go to the school, but because I have already a job, I know how to do the job, and I got a little bit speaking, so I didn't worry much, but that was my mistake. I should go to the to learn computer and all those things. Only I know send to fax and get the fax, that's all. But,
you need someone to help you.
Yeah, but my daughter helped me. No, they got in on her daughters, and I bought them computer things like that. Only this is for the fax. Yes. But now I stopped work and semi-retired, so I don't need anymore.
So when you were building the Croatian embassy, were you dealing with the federal government at all, or were you linking in with the federal MPs here? Did people know what you were doing?
People in here, most people in Canberra, they know what we're doing. Yeah, of course, all through the federal, of course. You can do nothing, I guess, through the federal. Because
how was that dealing with them?
Very nice. They help on every corner. Australian government help us everywhere. We are proud of, because even when we collect money for the built nursing home, we should collect so many, a couple of million, they give us 1.2 million. So they said, if you collect dollar, we give you another dollar, things like that, you know. Oh, yeah, we can't do without federal government and state. And state Labour Party help us a lot, too. And all government, no matter state or federal, they help, yeah. But we help them because we come up here all with the tried and knowledge and everyone. If you go in Canberra, even here, but if you go in Canberra, might be more than 50% in the building industry, they all Croatian builders, and, you know, that's true, no joke.
That's a lot of Croatians in the building industry.
Yeah, a lot, even here.
I know that your contribution as a people has been tremendous to this country and locally here.
We like, you see some of us farmer, like you see this Peric and Medic and Bosniak, and all come up here, start with small little things, all right? Like everybody else, even when English people come up, they come from with nothing. So same thing, we grow all together. I mean, they come before, we come after. But most people, because when I went to apply to come here, if I didn't have tried, they want me here. We almost everyone who come through the pipe, they must have tried it. Otherwise, you no come. Yeah, that was good idea, yeah.
You can have a break.
Oh, my God.
Push sugar and milk how you like.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can stop, yeah.
Yeah, want to stop for a minute?
Yeah, we can stop. We can.
But then you'll start talking again, see? I'll keep it running. You'll start talking. Or will we stop and have a break?
Stop and have a break, yeah.
Okay.
I help a lot of politicians because every time when I was with the Bosniak and Peric, I was with them. Sometimes it cost us $1,000 for function. Because two things which all I won't go from my mind, to help police, support police, and fire brigade. Because anything happen, who you call? Both of them. Or if it's fire, you call ambulance. Still, you call police. Anything happen in your house or somebody, you call police. So we have to, should be everybody, no go and guess police, should be everybody help police. That's most in poor fella, you see, get killed and things like that. You know, it's a shocking. Because who got help you first? Ambulance and police. Or no ambulance. Fire brigade or and ambulance too. You know, so... Okay, let's
stop. Pause. I'll take this off. Don't say too much, okay? Don't say too much while I turn it off. Save it. Now, let me think here. Get the power on.
So we're looking at this book your daughter put together for you.
Yeah,
for
your 70. She surprised me, 70 year, yeah.
70, was it your
70th
birthday?
70th birthday we done at a Catholic club in Liverpool. There was 200 people.
200.
On my 70th birthday, I invite more than 200 people on my birthday. That was at Liverpool Catholic club. Doesn't matter, we got Croatian clubs, but still like community with, doesn't worry me, or Croatia, or Australia, or whatever it is, I'm still a member of Catholic club and I go there and...
Have you had anything to do with the Catholic Club business-wise, or...?
No, because they big company, and whatever they do there on marble or something, they got a big company. They no go to Marble because it's only small people. But that's Italian most, because everybody know everybody. Like Italian know Italians, Tomaisa know factories. So, but funny thing, my partner is Italian too, so I don't know why.
Yeah. So what do you think of the Italians?
Very good too. I mean, good in business. They brought a lot of things here too, don't mind. You know, because they still start to do with concrete, bricklayering, and, you know, like...
Who were some of the bigger Italian people you've worked with who... Well, I'll be tracking them down at some point with you. You'll be letting me know so I can secure their histories. But so who were some of the prominent people that were at your 70th birthday?
Angelo Maggiotto was there, and Semi Tomaccio, which is Italian too, and Alfio Di Marco, which is two toms we do all together on the Italian side. That's a lot of these relatives and friends, and you know.
So this is you. What do you
and George Pacciulio was there.
Oh, too. Yes. Yeah. He's been around a long time, hasn't he? He's
yes,
been a good man.
He helped a lot of the Croatian community.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Because I grew up in Busby, and I remember George Pacciulio back in the 60s. He was
Good fellow. He's got cancer. I don't know how he's now. Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
So you're holding something here. What is this?
That is President Tuđman. They give that things what I holding, they donated that to the nursing home, to the church, nursing home, whatever. But that's what is on my things. I got the other things which he gave it to me.
So the medal is from who?
Medal is from a Croatian government.
Okay, we'll fix that up later.
Yeah, I got things over there I can show you.
We'll just talk about this because we're going to scan this.
Yeah.
And you're holding an acknowledgement sort of...
Acknowledgement, that he gave us to the... that doesn't go to me because I was president, but he gave it to me so we keep the...
At the committee, at the
nursing home? Nursing home, yeah.
And that's on display there, is it?
Yeah, we got to put on display there now, yeah.
So there's... What is this?
That is from Croatian government.
Yes, what for?
That is for the... What I done...
At the embassy.
At the embassy, and not only for the embassy. What I done all during the war, because I collect a lot of things to send overseas, and they know, you know, through the ambassador and consul here.
Uh-huh.
So we help them. That's why I got from the government.
So you're saying you fundraised? Is that what you're saying? You got
I helped
financial support.
Financial support because. Goes through the books. You could not collect money or things. I wasn't there. We got committee, but there was registered through the government of Australia to collect money and send them overseas. You just can't go around and, you know, things like that. So,
no, of course.
Yeah.
It has to be legal, doesn't it, and formalized.
Yeah.
And this is a photo of you receiving those awards from the president?
From the president. Receive award. You want me to show you?
Oh, we'll have a look after. We'll just record this and then we can...
Yes.
So what year was that?
95. No, 95.
Sorry. 95 there.
Sorry,
okay.
95.
That's all right. Yeah. And these are photographs of the evening.
Yes, the lunchtime, yeah. There was all, we was all together. Me and him was all together and my wife.
Where was
on
this?
One table at St. John's Park. We have lunch there.
Oh, yes, St. John's Park.
Yeah.
And you have a letter, something here, what's this?
Yeah, that's his thanks from his wife because I was the night on auction. I bought one bottle of wine, which I paid for $1,000.
We'll have to photograph that.
Yeah, that was there, yeah.
You haven't drank it?
No, not yet, still there.
That's very good of you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He's thanking you for...
Thank for that, yeah. Not only for that, because I done a lot of other things, so in the same time.
That's right.
That's why I got there, you see.
Yeah, we'll scan some of these, I think.
Yeah.
And we'll go through them, and you can tell me about each one. This one?
This one is a Croatian HDZ. There was a Croatian, like here, liberal or Labour party. There was Croatian 10 years after that, because I'm a member of the HDZ. That is like here liberal and Labour, you know, something like that. Yeah. Yeah, a member of the...
The party in Yugoslavia.
Yeah, Front in Croatia.
Croatia, sorry, I keep saying Yugoslavia.
See, this is a big problem. When you with the Moris or when you with the Yados, they still use a little bit like Yugoslavia. But Yugoslavia is not there anymore. I mean, Serbia, thanks to Serb, they Serb. I'm pretty sure they Serb. You know, we are Slovenian, they Slovenia. Montenegro, they Montenegro. We are Croatian, Croatian. That's gone, you know. Thanks God, gone, because that was very, yeah. All right, you got more there.
Yes, I've got a lot more.
Yeah. That's from Croatian Ambassador. That's the second time what I helped. That's, I got two letters from here.
The year after, 96.
Yeah. All right.
This one here.
That is when we built Croatian Embassy. That's from Croatian Embassy.
And they're thanking you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
A very big thank you.
Yeah, big one. Of course, it's a big one. That's, if you remember, maybe you saw sometime Vukovar in Croatia when they bombed and they knocked everything down. So I helped the $2,000. So they sent me from over there. Croatia, Republic of Croatia, and they send me thanks for that. But no, I know only donate 2,000. I donate more, but they
right.
At once you put 2,000, so you then they give you that for, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's thanks for the you can that you can read there. I think it's some on English. Is there on
the
English?
Smith family.
Yeah, for Smith family. That I organize things in Canberra with buses. We go from Sydney to buses to then we collect money for the Smith family of Australia. Smith family in a park, in a big park in Canberra there. So, yeah, I help that too. I help organize that too. So that's why I go from Croatian embassy, ambassador, thanks to. Yeah. That's another one too, second time. That is when we built the Croatia, you can see. That's our embassy there. Yeah, that's ambassador, what he gave me these things. Yeah. That's one, this one was president for IT here in Croatia. So he come up here, 53. And I don't know, that was from the Cardinal Stepinac Church and village, from the village, yeah. You see, this is, when we open the church, he come there.
Neville Wren,
yeah. This is, see this, that's me. When we open the church, I put things in
put the host.
In the bench, like in that table, yeah. That's altar, you know, that is altar. I done all that of the marble, you see that, yeah. And I put that in. Inside we put, like we call moch. We put a little bit stone from the my island, from the Croatia, we put inside there.
Oh.
So I done that time when it was, yeah. Yeah.
And Neville Wren came to that opening. Yeah,
to that opening, yeah.
And this is all part of it?
Yeah, this is our bishop come from, cardinal come from Croatia. That's committee of Cardinal Stepinac, mm-hmm. That's committee and this committee, that's, mm-hmm. Yeah. We done a lot of good things there. That's our church.
Yes.
That's our church, one of my friend. He might, and then he gave it to me, he sent to me over here. The church.
That's
because
great, isn't it? Is it a cake or a model?
A model, exactly like that was stone upstairs. I got it, you know. That was
great. We'll take
small back. Stone and things, yeah. And this is what you can see there. You can read that things. I think is on English. What they say there?
Well, it just says Croatian community cocktail,
get together cocktail get party. Together. Yeah, get to things together.
Oh, I see.
I call everyone, like so many.
This is an old photo. Yeah, it's in the 70s.
This is all before we was looking now to build the nursing home. There was Roy Medish there.
There's
too.
The land.
Yeah.
I've met Roy Medich.
You met him.
But I had to, just before the news broke, and I haven't seen him since.
Bloody. I don't know their brother. I was speak with him the other day, and I said, we got to meet because I don't like to ring him because, you know.
You don't know what to do.
What to do. This is big problem because he's not involved there, things like that. Things happen. If you ring him more often, they might think, you know what I mean.
Oh, no.
I was personally saw in the club, in King Top Club.
Yeah.
And I said, when we got to meet somewhere or for lunch, he said, I ring you up, you know. Then
yeah. We can,
because poor fella, he done a lot of things for community here.
Yeah, Roy. He was very nice when I met him. But I told him about the project, but I couldn't contact him again after it. I didn't know what to do.
Still, look, he is not.
Yeah, I know. It's just difficult until things are finalised. So this is.
That's Cardinal Clancy.
Cardinal Clancy there.
Yeah, that is there. This is from. Cardinal Stepinac, you can see. So many times.
Is this person still alive?
No.
He passed on.
Cardinal, he was the, now he's saint.
He's a saint.
Because during the war,
yes.
He was Catholic, he was cooperate with the Roma church, with the Rim,
you know.
Because all Catholic go through the Roman, you know.
Yes.
So when Tito came, when communist come regime, they want him to don't go anymore to Rome. So they charge him, they kill him, and now he's his sign. He was cardinal, And they put him in a jail, and they done a lot of bad things to him. So Pope Paul II,
his
Polish black, he give him name of the now he signed, so he's got to go through. He's already signed, but you know, so many years after that, then he's 100%. Now he signed. That's one priest come from the. I took him to Wollongong. We went to Wollongong Church, and he was priest, and him another priest. They gave mass to me to myself. Two things, because, you know, And that is Cardinal Clancy. I gave him photo of the Zagreb. On one function, he come to the Black Town.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was president of that club that time, yes.
What club was that?
Sorry?
What club?
No, I was president on nursing
church.
St. John's Park, so that's why I gave
Katika.
It. The Boris and Katica Lowry, that's we send some money over there overseas, so they send us thanks.
An acknowledgement.
That's from Samary Cathedral.
Okay.
I have a lot of there. I got a key of them.
Okay.
A golden key I got over there from Cardinal Clancy. He gave me and Roy and Angelo Maggiotto and Bosniak and Perich. He gave us everyone a key. And they send us there. You can see I got one. I put there too. Yeah. So I helped there too to finish
the refurbishment
of the church too. Yeah. That's I helped there for the rebuild because in the war they knocked that church. So we collect money and they give us things for the in Croatia what they. Bombed the church. That is from the Croatian Council in Sydney, which I help a lot there too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. There's all people you see there. That is all people who helped renew that building there. I put all granite there and marble, you know. That's a procession from Kingtown. I tell you that too because we got a big club over there, we got playground there, we got. See that is.
Oh yeah.
You see that there? I donate that pillow and statue to the club. So my name is there. When you go to the club, you try go there, and my name is there. That's something too. So they gave me that appreciation. Thanks for the achievement of the. I done a lot of things, you see? Yeah, that is in the club. When you go in, that is on the beginning. That one over there, that's, yes, Sydney United Soccer Club, or 5,000 club. Everybody have to put 5,000 in to be member of the club. Yeah, that's why I say it cost me, not only that, it cost me a lot of money. Yeah, okay, but anyway, this is from, Steve from Kingdom, what I done a lot of things there too. That's from Sydney United, what they gave me. I got them that to, it was something like that, yeah. That's from Yadra Haiduk, that Yadra club, which I help over there, they give me that. Yeah, that's another one. Yeah.
So that's a soccer club in Croatia.
Yeah. That's his thanks from Croatia. That time was the still Yugoslavia. And we collect money between our town, from same town, from Croatia, from the Brač. We collect a bit money and send them to put a telephone in our town, to bring telephone there. Then on Brač in my town, when I go there on holiday, then I put $1,000, I sponsor them a bit. When I go on holiday, they celebrate that. And because I'm Tom Ison and I was happy what I saw and things like that, so... Yeah, they gave me that too. This is award of the 2001. I got that award from Croatia community regarding, to what I done to community. That is when me and my wife went on a ship. Star Princess was beautiful. We went there remember when she came here first time? To Sydney, we went on the ship to New Zealand, which is beautiful. Yeah. Then we went, that's we got there. That is Whitlam. He signed the paper to me to come to Australia. Since then, I always friend with him, support him on election everywhere, live apart. That's why, And can you believe or not, his nephew meet my daughter in Sydney when she was in North Sydney. Can you believe his nephew is on my daughter's wedding in Croatia? Yeah. That's something, big history.
Mm-hmm. We're all connected, aren't we? I've done a bit of work
with golf. He was good.
And Margaret.
That is all what I organize to collect for build the Croatian embassy, and I collect, organize things. And see the photo over there? See that one over there? Through the Cardinal Stepinac, I was president, I organized 17 buses full from Sydney to Canberra. One bus, 17 go full, and one empty car in case something happened. So that was through the those Italian company. What's his name? Olivieri, yeah. Olivieri nephew, because I was very big friend with him, and he organized all those buses and full buses. I think buses go one day to Canberra. And I organized that with my wife. And, I done a lot of good things. Mm. You can tell there, everywhere, everywhere. Yes.
You're having a good life.
I'm happy whatever I've done, and doesn't matter, I'm poor man, I'm not rich man, but I'm got good heart, and more good things you do, more good things come to you. You know what I mean? That's Bohab. That is before he come premier of New South Wales. Mm. We invite him there because we start to collect money for the nursing home. So he come over there and we tell him when one of my friend he speech, and he said to the speech, our next premier. That was because that was very close to the election, and that was before, then after that he was become premier. Yes, that's it.
So we might have to, we might just, what else would you like to add? We're going to do some scanning of some of the photos. And your mother, what do you remember of your mother? That photo there.
To my mother, I was only 13 years old when she passed away. And I no remember much because I was born 38 and 41, 42, 43, 44 was war. And German took our father inland. They collect all big men from the town, from Brach, and they took them over there. They didn't kill them, but that's 2-3 years stayed there without family. So my mother, she was look after us, and she go from the island to the inland to get something, some food, some kind. She tagi a wine over there and a spirit, things like that, and she bring food for us. So then what happened, how she died, because during the war, there was family next to us, and some two girls, they get disease. And they didn't have nobody to look after them. Their baby was live next door, and my mother would help them, give them a bit food, give them that. And, you know, that time was no medicine. And I was 48, 49. She catch up from them. And then she catch up of them, the disease, and she passed away. And medicine come from Australia, from New Zealand, because my father's got sister in New Zealand. There was come maybe months after she passed away. So that's it, because that time wasn't no much, you know, after war, second world war, second was, doesn't matter Yugoslavia or not, but wasn't no much medicine and things like that. So not only here so many catch the disease and pass away. But funny thing, everybody in town, they like scare of us, like because my mom passed away and some others of that disease, so they scare of us, like they didn't like to come to our house, they didn't like to me to go to them house. So that was a little bit sad, because they think, thanks God, no one of us kids die or pass away of that disease. Still all of us live. So many pass away, and they call us everything. You know, everyone pass away, we are still alive. You understand? This is a bit, I was 13 when she was passed away. When I go with my friends play soccer or play bocce or play things like that, when I come home and I start to cry. Because you can tell, they like you, why? Like, I mean, they didn't like to come close to us. They didn't like to, you know what I mean? You can see yourself. So, but anyway, thanks God, and I always pray. And, you know, somebody look on us. And thanks God, we, everyone, like my daughter, my brother, kids, and everybody, all Oduka and everything, you know. So, we are.
So, tell me about your father when he came back from Germany. Did they take him to Germany, or was he?
Wait a minute. If you want to know from my father, first of all, he went, when he was 14, he went to New Zealand. 14 year boy to New Zealand. Then, when first war started, World War, he came back to fight for Austria, because he was under Austria. Then they catch him. He was 7 years in Italy. And then, when he came from Italy, and then he married. Yes. Then, like I said to you before, he lost this, he lost that. But when he went to Germany, get him, then they sent him back, I think, before war finished, they sent them back. They didn't kill them. Because what happened was on Ireland, they go German, they go on out on one big hill of the island. They establish them there, you know. So they got eyes on all Orion islands and all sea, overseas, so they can see everywhere. So what's happened, that general of that army, from my town, another day they kill him. They kill him like, they sneak around this and they kill him. So when the German collect everybody from those two towns and tag them over there. Lucky they didn't kill them. Just lucky.
Did he come back?
He come back. He was come back and then, he come back. Everyone come. They didn't kill no one. But reason why they collect them because but there was war.
Mm.
Yeah.
So we'll wind up shortly. What else would you like to say?
I know much. I told you I could talk day and night, but no need to. I mean, you can say yourself. I mean, that's why I like to. No matter if I come to you place or if I come down to the wherever he was the other day, no matter how much I can tell you a lot of things there, but unless you know, see something, you can't put it now. What I want you here, I know you, Morris, too. I like to have Morris here to see who I am, because Morris was not mixed much with the Croatian people. Fair enough. He was born here, and that's another thing. He established his building on his way, which we very appreciate. My auntie was lived there at his Manengla there. But then after she was lonely, then when we got spice, we bring her to the Croatian because of the language, because of the loneliness. No matter she couldn't read and write, and when you start to get old, start to forget. If you know a little bit English, you start to forget. And we brought here. But anyway, he did the right thing. He helped her, whatever he helped. Now he's very good. He done a lot of good things, which we very appreciate too. Because, his roots is from Croatia, like everybody else, which is all right. But listen, we have war against Serbian, because my two sisters, they married two Serbian. I got nothing against them. You know what I mean? They people like we are people. Only the trouble is that regime. That's the worst thing. Regime, that's regime. No, nobody didn't like that regime. And that's it.
So can I ask you, just with your stonemasonry, getting back to, we might finish with you're still working. So what can you describe, just broadly, what are the biggest, you say the biggest changes are of course machinery.
Yes.
So what are some of the biggest changes is the trade still going to exist?
Yeah.
Is it a dying trade?
No. No, it doesn't become more and more. I don't know. And what I've done...
We can have a look in a minute if you like.
Yeah, I find what... Yes. Where is it somewhere? I don't know.
I'll just keep that there so I don't lose it. So the profession is expanding, is it?
Yes.
Yes? Can you study it here? How do you learn stonemasonry?
You can learn, because if you go to the... In any factory where they work marble and granite, so you can start there as apprentice, yes, you can learn. But it's not there, only some quarter where they work with sandstone, they still work something do now.
What I'd like to do at some point is to come and video you working when you are doing some craft.
I got, when I, no, with I do with like
yes.
this, yeah, I haven't got that video. Only I got when I work with the machine, I got a video, and I got a lot of videos.
Oh, you've got some good.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of videos. I got to put things together, then I can show you.
You do.
our factory and our things, how I... Okay. And I got a little bit history how I come to Australia on that video, things like that. So,
okay.
So I got a lot of things. Like I said to you before, I got so many things, you know. Here, I didn't have time to prepare because this daughter's got a baby. I was working over there. I didn't got prepared things to put together so I can show you one after the other. But what I done now, I brought to Australia one statue, which is to the nursing home. We didn't put on yet, but very soon we got put there on, which is father go to the nursing home and kids grab him. And he, like, he tell them where's he roots from. So, you know, when you go to nursing home, that's it. That's the end, the last minute. So I bring that big statue over here. Yes, 2 days ago I was open from the box. They come from Croatia. And I was open, me and the Marco monuments, and we stand up now. So my committee didn't saw yet. Nobody saw yet, but it's there in the factory of the Alfio Di Marco there in, at Regis Park. That's we got put on. That's my idea to bring that over here.
You'll have to let me know.
And what we was taught with this statue, if you remember a few years back, there was Australian government, they like to build some new park in Canberra and put those name or things there. But because now, I think they stop now because no fund for it. And we was already negotiate, so we can deny that statue to the Australian government. So, because that is not only for Croatian people, for all people come from, so they know they come from somewhere, you know. So they was being accepted, but because now they stopped, so we don't know what to do. We still didn't put in nursing home yet, but we don't know. We got first asked government, did they got to continue on, because there was Liberal Party, there was Labour, things like, you know, always something.